This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The head of the World Health Organization called Wednesday for a moratorium on administering booster shots of COVID-19 vaccines. At a news conference, WHO Chief Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the world's primary industrialized nations must show leadership out of the coronavirus pandemic.
It's no understatement to say that the course of the pandemic depends on the leadership of the G20 countries.
WHO officials say the science is unproven about whether giving booster shots to people who have already received two vaccine doses is effective in preventing the spread of the virus. The UN Health Agency has repeatedly called for rich countries to do more to help improve access to vaccines in the developing world. A coronavirus patient who ended up in a Baton Rouge, Louisiana hospital says he's now an advocate for getting vaccinated. AP's Jennifer King reports.
Cedric Daniels is one of the lucky ones. He went home after a week of being treated for COVID-19 at Our Lady of the Lake Medical Center in Baton Rouge.
It's another thing to just be out of breath, watch TV.
At age 37, Daniels said he didn't think he needed a COVID vaccination. And in a hospital bed interview, he says it's a decision he regrets.
Talking about sticking tubes down your throat, possibly if your oxygen doesn't go up within the next hour. And that is frightening.
Daniels had visited with an unvaccinated nephew. His nephew remains on a ventilator in a medically induced coma in a hospital outside New Orleans.
You know, I want him to walk out of there.
I'm Jennifer King.
Former President Barack Obama has scaled down his 60th birthday party due to the surge in the Delta variant of the coronavirus. Obama, who turned 60 on Wednesday, had been criticized for planning a big celebration during a pandemic. This is VOA News. Beirut marked the one-year anniversary of its devastating port blast in grief and anger as residents' demands for justice remained unfulfilled. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
More than 200 people were killed and thousands more wounded. Swathes of the city were laid waste. Decades of corruption had already brought the economy to its knees. And that meltdown worsened over the past year, forcing more than half of Lebanese into poverty. Medicines and fuel have run out. French President Emmanuel Macron, who has led Western pressure on Lebanese leaders to enact reforms, opened a donors' conference on Wednesday in the hope of raising more than $350 million in aid.
A un anno dalla terribile esplosione.
Pope Francis wished success for Macron's efforts and for donors to help Lebanon on a path of resurrection. He said he had a great desire to visit Lebanon, where many had lost, quote, even the illusion of living.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. A Polish diplomat says a plane carrying Belarusian sprinter Krystyna Szymanowska, who feared for her safety at home after criticizing her coaches on social media, has arrived in Warsaw. Deputy Foreign Minister Marcin Szczedaś said that the 24-year-old athlete had arrived in the Polish capital Wednesday evening after flying all day from the Tokyo Olympics by way of Vienna. He said he wanted to thank all the Polish consular and diplomatic staff involved who flawlessly planned and secured her safe journey. Before leaving Japan, the 24-year-old Szymanowska said she hoped she could continue her running career, but that safety was her immediate priority. Her husband fled the country quickly this week when he realized that his wife would not be returning to Belarus. Mexico's government on Wednesday presented a civil lawsuit against several weapons manufacturers in a U.S. court, alleging negligent business practices caused damage in Mexico. Reuters' Gavino Garay has more.
The civil suit alleges that units of Smith & Wesson, Barrett Firearms, Colt's Manufacturing Company, Glock Incorporated, Sturm, Ruger & Company, and others knew their business practices generated illegal arms trafficking in Mexico, the document said. Mexican officials said on Wednesday that Mexico is seeking compensation for damages, which are estimated at as much as $10 billion. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador has been prioritizing tackling the flow of illicit firearms from the United States into Mexico, which has seen record-high homicide rates in recent years.
That's Reuters' Gavino Garay. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.